Power Sports Worldwide. 1730 to 1900. Only on Soweto Live, Vuma FM and Rise FM. Monday to Friday weekdays.
Let's begin our journey. And believe you me when I tell you that this man's passion for the game has been going on for a very, very long time. He's certainly put in the concerted work as far as his team Tears Galaxy is concerned. They've roped in some big, big name stars. It's paying dividends. Nice and early in the season. I mean, they've had, what, three games into the new season. The Rockets have shot down Tshwane Giants, Sundowns, as well as SuperSport United. I mean, well, I don't know. What do they attribute this early season success to? The club chairman, the presidente of the club, is here to tell us all about it. Mr. Tim Sugazi, good evening and welcome to MSW.
Good evening, Rob. Thank you so much for having us. It's always our absolute pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
It's a pleasure to see you because, as I said when you walked in, I've been seeing a happy chairman of the team these past couple of weeks. What can we attribute this happiness to?
Look, I suppose, yes, happy chairman, but truthfully, more happy for our people, you know. There are ardent Tears Galaxy supporters out there, and you and I know as much the kind of pain and suffering they had to endure in the past season. When the results were not coming by, you know, due to a number of factors. Yeah. So when I see them smile in the manner in which they do lately, and at the time I saw them leaving Loftus with a high sense of pride, you know, last Wednesday, those are the kind of things really that are very fulfilling to a person in my capacity at this club. But of course, I would only attribute this, you know, to the workmanship within our team holistically, starting from the administration staff, extending obviously into the field of play, where you find the coaches on the bench and the players. You know, they've been working very hard, to be honest, Rob. And our hard work started during our pre-season. They had a very, very hard labor, I would say, during pre-season. And we took it into our pre-season camp, and they didn't really maybe put any kind of tool down. They continued with a high level of workmanship.
And give us a sense, though, before you slide in, because a lot of times people just say, yeah, we've been in pre-season. But that's part of your investment. Your investment begins at preseason, because sometimes it's a camp that is away from your base. Sometimes it's within your base. Just paint the picture, though, in terms of what your preseason was like and where was it?
We started at our main base, which is St. Stephen's College down in Sandton. And thereafter, after 2 weeks of gathering the team, getting everyone together, probably getting the players that we were looking to sign at the time, we then went down to Pietermaritzburg. Right. That's where I spent a considerable number of days doing nothing else but football training. The specifics of football, you know, starting from be it analytics of the game, drawing it from the previous season, you know, so meaning that players would spend as much time in a boardroom or at our hotel camp, just going through all those kind of things with our coaches, and of course looking, you know, with a forward looking approach, so to speak, looking into the season ahead, because at the time the fixtures were out. We knew that starting, you know, the first three fixtures would be critical. We knew that in the first seven games we'll have a heavy duty assignment against highly rated and good club in AmaZulu, and then the champions of the leagues thereafter, and then 2 days later again, SuperSport United, a formidable side, you know. So the approach was forward looking at pre-season in the field of play. You know, the coaches worked on the detail. I saw it myself, and the players responded superbly.
Tell me about the Pietermaritzburg angle of the camp. When Pietermaritzburg, and what was the thinking behind it?
Very simple. We looked at the league, the call it for the season ahead. We thought, look, there would be five teams coming from the KZN. Whether we like it or not, as TS Galaxy and all other clubs, we'll have to travel to KZN at least five times. Those are 15 points. And if you fail in amassing a reasonable number of points out of the 15, you will have difficulties in this season. So we said, better for us to go down there and acclimatize and adjust, you know, to the environment in KZN. So we're fortunate enough, we were well received by our colleagues, I must say, you know, Royal AM, great brothers and sisters. And also Maritzburg United, you know, excellent host, I must say, excellent host. Quentin Yatu, my brother Farouk, you know, they received us very well. And then, yeah, we managed to play training matches with those two sides. You know, just to conclude our work.
Because, I mean, as irony would have it, that your next assignment actually takes you back to KZN with Golden Arrows.
Absolutely. So that was within contemplation, of course. Hence the plan to go down and adjust ahead of time.
And then a couple of games later, you head off to Richards Bay.
Yes.
You know, because that's the frequency of the games that you're going to have to be. Like you say, a couple of games later, you head off to Royal AM as well, down in KZN.
Yes.
So maybe at the end of the day, it's one of those critical decisions that you take, because it's partly acclimatization, especially for the new boys that have signed up within TS Galaxy. But we'll talk about all of those in a second. So I think the picture I wanted to paint is that sometimes people talk about preseason as if you're in the backyard, that is where you play. But a lot of the clubs actually put their investment, and it starts within the preseason. And you know, it's been sad, you'd sit here and you hear players talk about there was no team building. There was no preseason.
Yes.
And yet, then how do you get the players to get to know each other? Because there are so many players that have signed up for different teams this season. But if you don't take them for preseason, or you don't take them for the different camps as well, where they get to know their teammates, then they become strangers even on the field.
Yes, absolutely, Rob. You know, you are spot on. So in my humble opinion, preseason camp is very key. It's quite sacrosanct to your preparation for the season ahead.
Yeah.
As you have pointed it out, you get to get your players to gel together. And you, now as a team, obviously you design one of few things where you would want to lay out, you know, to the team as a whole first, and secondly to the players, you know, so that everyone is in sync. You know, they need to have a good appreciation of the lay of the land. You know, you have to, in life, you've got to know the land on which you are standing. Now, my man, if you're a player or you're a technical team member new at a club, you need to have an understanding of that club as quick as possible before you start having to deliver on duty, which for players is to play the game. So that you cannot do in any other way but gathering these people and getting them together, so that also you could give them some fair amount of explanation of some of the team ethos, how we work here, how we go about things, and even soft issues. You know, maybe players don't get to understand, they join the club, but they look at your logo, they don't know what it stands for. Things like those, you know, they need to understand. I think that integrates them very quickly, for and also it helps them to adjust to the environment, more especially given that you'd have everyone, you know, that is within the team structures around. So that helps. By the time you start playing matches, you all moving towards the same direction, you're pulling the same way.
Because maybe it might not be written or talked about enough publicly. I mean, we'll deal with the players that have come on board and the reasoning behind it, and maybe whether you're still going to be signing some more. But just from a technical team perspective, have you made any changes? I know that Uramovic Umnigazili contract, an extension up until 2025, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Anybody else within the technical team who was there last season that you've parted ways with, and who have you replaced them with?
So the only significant change, I'll think, to any beholder would be Coach Esau Mtsweni has joined Coach Ash in the DDC team. So Coach Esau spent, as you know, the most of the time with the first team, and then now him assisting Coach Ash and working closely with him, we thought it will also help the club, you know, in bringing up the youngsters. As you have seen, we are very biased towards the youth, and we are not shy, we are very brave. We play them, not only now, because probably we started well, during the hard times. You know, people don't know. Teto, that mostly are raving about, Last season played 7 games, 6 yeah. of which were starts, you know, during pressure time. So we do that. We are a very brave club when coming to that. We are very biased. We believe so much in the youth. So he then joined Coach Ash. So that's the only, I would say, significant change. Other than that, no, we try to keep everything intact. There's been no direct replacement to Coach Esau as such, but then Coach Pupu and young analyst Coach Ngwadi are also there. They've been working with the head first team coaches, Coach Mansour Dogan and Coach Siad Dramovic, for the longest time. So there is a high level of imparting of knowledge. But then also the way TS Galaxy is structured, there's a direct link between the junior teams, more especially our reserve side, the DDC, and the first team. So Coach Ash is a permanent feature at our first team environment.
So there seems to be a clear indication that whatever success you're going to try and achieve within the Premiership, it must also filter down to your MDC team.
Absolutely. So if you would have had the opportunity to watch the TS Galaxy reserve team, you may have observed that the manner in which they play is exactly the same. It identifies exactly with the manner in which the first team plays, you know. That the reason for that is what I've explained earlier. There needs to be a clear link. You cannot afford to have a first team probably that is playing, I would say, without any disrespect to anyone, but scope and donor. And then you have the junior side's reserves team, they're playing differently, you know, possession football, for example. So at TS Galaxy, we keep it, we try to be very consistent so that when the youngster is ready or is deemed to be ready by the technical team within the first team, it won't be a big mission for him to adjust.
Sort of like a culture shock.
Correct. And also the playing style. You know, he will adjust quickly in the same position. He will play exactly the same way he's been doing in the junior teams.
All right, we'll find out after the news what exactly is that style of play that TS Galaxy have adopted for the season, or is it something that was there underlying sometime last season, because Coach Siad Dramovic is the man who continues his mission.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa. I just want to comment about Cape Town City. What happened to Cape Town City? Because they've got good players, quality players, well-known coach, the coach that has a plan. So what happened there? Maybe the issue of discipline or what? But yeah, you can't lose three mesh. But I wish them luck today, Mr. Marawa. This is Sibusiso Mlalane in Middelburg, original from Bushbuck Christian. Go.
Good evening, Rob. Good evening, team. I'd like to congratulate Mr. Tim Sugazi for good signings, especially Vilagazi, Mahaula, Mlambo, and obviously Parker. They all have medals within themselves and they have won it all, especially Vilagazi, and he played against the great Mason. But also, I'd like to thank him for sticking with the coach and for trusting Uli Fahlongwane. I was one who was doubting his abilities off the pitch, not on the pitch. And he stick to him, and then now the results are there. And also to thank his number one goalkeeper, Mr. Butelezi. Hey, this guy, I think he must be selected for Bafana.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to all the listeners of the show, and good evening to Tim Sugazi. How are you, sir? Mine today is just to thank you for what you are doing for the club, and for all those who love your club too. You are doing the right thing. You are buying the right players, and you are also participating in supporting the team. I have seen you in the terraces together with the supporters. That is what should be done. I hope many people will follow what you are doing. Thank you once again, the Big Show in Durban.
Oh, the Big Show down in Durban. Thank you so much indeed for the WhatsApp voice note. Keep them coming through. 060, you know the rest. You shareholders, I don't have to keep repeating this number. It's on speed dial. Well, a big thanks to the newsrooms telling us of what's happening in and around the world. You are live on Vuma FM, Sowetan Live, as well as Rise FM. It's hashtag MSW. A lot happening as well. You heard the first voice note complimenting Tim Sugazi on the new signings. And we'll get to the new signings in a second. The Big Show also saying that, yeah, it's good to see the chairman of the club interacting with the fans, being in the terraces with them, not being afraid to beat the drum and be part of the spirit, be part of the movement as well. Wendy Lemtana also on Twitter says, Tim Sugazi always puts his heart on his sleeve to preserve the blueprint of success for his club, TS Galaxy. His sacrifice and recruitment to prepare the team this season has started to bear fruit with no defeat thus far, as far as the log is concerned. Wendy Lemtana, thank you so much indeed. Maybe let's get a couple of reactions to that. The first voice note was more compliment on how you've recruited for the season. Named a couple of the players. Kolab Lamba was here, Villa who was here. We've seen Umakhalo as well. He's come through on loan from Mamelodi Sundowns for the year, having spent some time at Swallows. Let me start with him because he had plenty of game time last season. At Swallows, I think 27 games he played.
Yeah, look, he played. He, for some reason or another, he chose not to rejoin them or to be loaned out to Swallows. So when we caught wind of the fact that he's available, we made the necessary moves and approaches to Sundowns. Fortunately, they considered our request and they let him join us on loan till the end of the season. In my view, he's huge talent. He's got an extraordinary goal technique. It's amazing that he didn't score at Swallows last season, really, you know, despite his talents and abilities. So we looked at our environment. We thought the way we play and probably with the caliber of his of a player like him, we stand a great chance, really, of turning him into the good, great player that he can be, or realizing his potential, and certainly with us as well, deriving the benefits of the trust and confidence that we are bestowing on him.
I am very inquisitive because, you know, Tim, through the years, that I don't just let a question like, he's on loan to us, having been on loan to Swallows. What are some of the conditions that come with this loan? Because you find at times there are clubs that send a player on loan, you come to an agreement, but he still derives the kind of salary that he gets at Sundowns in his loan period while he's playing for you. All the club wants is for him to have game time.
Yes.
Is that the case, or are you now in charge of his salary?
Exactly. It's exactly like that. So he'll get the same salary as he's getting in terms of his contract with Sundowns. Nothing changes.
Okay. Yes. So it's good to see that you've equally got as deep a pocket as Sundowns.
We're in the same business, I suppose. So when the opportunity demands certain levels, we have to meet them. Otherwise, why are you here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Umlambo was an interesting case. And he was very honest with us when he came onto the show.
Yeah.
But it sounded like he was happy to leave KZN. He was happy to leave AmaZulu. Maybe it's because of the treatment that he might have gotten towards the end. But the sense that I got was the new journey at TS Galaxy was a hell of a lot more exciting. The prospect of maybe him playing the kind of football that he's always wanted to play was presenting itself.
Yes.
Because, again, it's strange. Like I was saying about Umakhalo, is that he played 27, Kola played 30 games in all competitions.
Shucks.
I mean, that's literally an entire season's worth of football that he got under his belt. So you getting a player that is not only just fit, but he's match fit, because he would have walked the walk with AmaZulu right up until the end.
Yeah.
How did that happen, and how did you, in your previous word, catch wind of the fact that he was unhappy?
Not necessarily that he was unhappy. We got caught wind of the fact that he was available, you know, so, and there were competing bids. So we also, you know, added our 2 cents worth to say we have an interest, we can match any other bid or compete at least. And we did exactly that, you know. It took its own time. I think it must have taken at least 3 weeks, you know, in between negotiations with his team and also them considering other possibilities, you know. And we are glad to say that eventually, I would say in our favor, sanity prevailed in our favor,
yeah.
Because I think this is the club, in my view, where he's going to play the best of his football, right, of all time. The way we play, coupled with the way in which we work, or our technical team works. So I think with that, we'll see the best of Xolo Mlambo, you know, and it's great to pull that out of him, you know, before he gets out of the game. He has an amazing ability, talent, but I don't think it has been realized to the fullest. There's still a lot that is left in his tank, and people are in for a big surprise.
Well, that's exactly what I told him, and I told him to his face, which is always good, because I've seen Xolo on the ball.
Yeah.
I've seen the brain. I've seen the pass.
Yes.
But I've also seen him turn it up, because at the end of the day, about Debo Khomoloi, you'd turn it up when they wanted to. About Dr. Khumalo would turn it up when they wanted to. Yeah. In fact, that is how we won the 1996 Africa Cup of Nations.
Yes.
Because Clive Barker was not allergic to saying, give it to Shoes, give it to Doc, let him do something on the ball.
Yes.
So in the midst of having discipline and structure, he must also bring back what we would call, absolutely, with Sheikh's Kungwane, the gassy flavor, back into the game. And I already see that in terms of your team's approach. And that's why I said before the news that you will tell me what's the kind of philosophy that you are wanting to play. Because Ranovich, when he was here, he was like, I know South African players. They've got the same skills as Brazilians. We just need to reawaken that soldier.
Yes,
tell me more about that.
Yeah, correctly so. Reawaken it. And bring out all what you have mentioned, but then strike a very good balance, you know, because you want to play that kind of a game, but then that leads you to the desired outcome, i.e. creating goal-scoring opportunities and scoring the goals, converting the scoring chances into goals. So at TS Galaxy, you know, we so much believe in players having to express themselves in the field of play, for starters. But then, in the balancing act, there needs to be hard work to it, you know. In other words, when we have the ball, we have to do the right things with the ball at the right time. And then likewise, when we lose the ball, we need to retain it as quick as possible, so that we suffocate our opponent, you know, of possession, of ball possession. With that, when you've got the ball, they can't score you. But then to keep and retain the ball and utilize it to hurt the opponent, you need to be in a very structured manner. You need to have a good team setup. You need to a high level of workmanship, because when you lose it, you must retain it very fast, which is what we are doing, you know. And create those chances and score goals, so we don't take away or depart from the element of expressing, showcasing the talent, so it can all come out in the same structure, you know, during hard work, because I've seen that you know, I don't know, other players who choose to do other things that really don't lead to any scoring opportunities, and they call it entertainment. No, a Xolo can still give you that backheel, which he did against SuperSport. You know, it almost resulted into a goal, you know, inside the 18 area, for example. So that's a proper expression. But a TS Galaxy player, more especially our midfielders, they know we need to see football arrogance. Otherwise, why are you here? You must play the game, but be arrogant on it. You know, show the best you're made of. And I think people are starting to see some good glimpses of all that what I've mentioned.
Yeah, exactly what you're talking about is what we're seeing here on Twitter. Because I'll talk about Bernard Parker after the break. Ukalani says that, you know what, look, TS Galaxy play champagne soccer, positive for the PSL. They are a team to beat this season. As an AmaZulu supporter, I find joy watching the Rockets. You know, when you get somebody admitting that, they say, hey, support you soon, you got to, TS Galaxy, hey, bang, shang, apagat.
Look, Rob, in all honesty, you may recall, I'm sure you'd have some clips.
Yeah.
When I was quizzed on the signing of coach Siya Dramovic, when he had no coaching experiences, he had never been a head coach anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
TS Galaxy job became his first gig as a head coach. I put it bluntly and plain and clear to say the arrival of Siya Dramovic in South Africa is a blessing to South African football.
Oh.
I said it very clear. I'm sure people at the time, many were puzzled. They didn't understand really what I was talking about. I'm sure now they're starting to see it. We will be producing international players in no time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Players to sell to the international market.
One, and certainly to represent our country.
Yeah.
You know, listener spoke.
Don't even touch about the tennis. I want to talk about him. I don't want to chase you with time with that one because he deserves all the time. I just want to put perspective, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Tim, because Galaxy were without a single win in five games when you brought in Uramovic.
Yes.
And then with Ramovic taking over from there, Galaxy then went to win seven games and finished 13. So everybody, let that sink in. Let that sink in. I just thought I would give the factual basis and background to what Tim is saying. And yes, Lance is saying, but the time you figure like studio, why is Hlafuna Mbono Uthi, hey, he's taking time. You know, he's prepared himself. And that is one thing I respect about people who come from outside, is the ability to try and learn a language or a bit of a culture, even if it's just a saying or whatever it is. Ramovic, ngazo ilaleli show mtomdalunga hambi. Siyabuya.
Malawi Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
You were talking about Ramovic, the coach of TS Galaxy. In fact, let's take you back to when Tim Sugazi was here talking about the very same coach.
Malawi Sports Worldwide.
Tim Sugazi, it's been crazy. How does it feel now that you've had to overcome the stress and everything else?
Lambo le tunje kule season azange liqale kahle. Sivele thinga letinyenti nje season ayiqala phansi. Kodwa ke ngenxa yokuthi siyadathi nesifuthi siyadethemba. Azange sibe nako lokungabatha ukuthi singaqakeka mhlambe sirelegate iclub.
Kodwa bawubheka ukuthi yini kahlehle enzekile ukuthi niyithole niyilezansi.
One, I think we can also take part of the blame. I think we didn't have the best pre-season. We were greeted by red cards. I think we started accumulating red cards.
Tim, and you know what a good coach is. The one thing that I took from him and what he said is that when he took over, the team had no structure.
You know, he's a UEFA Pro License coach. That is the highest football qualification standard from a coaching point of view. And of course, we didn't have such a coach. As a matter of fact, South Africa lacks this type of coaches. We are blessed at TS Galaxy with two of them.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
That to me, Tim, is consistency of thought.
Rob, that's how it has to be.
Yeah.
Look, in a project like this, or in any project for that matter, there needs to be a consistent approach. You know, we had no doubt in bringing Ramovic. And like I said, I think now in our league, he's the only coach, together with Coach Mansour, they're the only two coaches who are UEFA Pro license holders. This is the highest coaching qualification standard in the world. What about having a league that has got 8 of those coaches, 10 or set 16. A particular standard, or 16, why not?
Yeah.
You know, just imagine 16 of Siad Ramovic is in our league. What kind of football are we going to watch? We talk about the level of the game, but there are direct and indirect ways to uplift the level. Bringing quality coaches who carry the highest qualification standard is one of them.
Let's hit some voice notes. Plenty coming through.
Good evening, a very good evening, Marawa Sports Worldwide shareholders and the chairman, Mr. Tim Sugazi there. You are welcome, sir. Always a pleasure seeing you at the stadium, you sitting with the people who support your team. I wish some chairman of other club, not that they must go sit there, but at least if they can just appreciate their fans and do like you're doing. You are doing a very good job, Mr. Sugazi, and I wish you great things. You've acquired very good players. We're seeing what they're doing because you support them, and the fans are supporting you. Mine is just an just to say, we're happy for you, we're happy for what you are doing. I don't have any question for you, it's just an appreciation. We appreciate you, we appreciate what you're doing, and we support what you are doing because it is for a good cause. Ke a leboga ntate Robert Marawa Nazo wa go gabalatsane, coming to you live from 94.3 in Mbombela. Mbombela, I mean Mbombela today in Marawa. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa, and good evening to Baba Uthim Sukazi. Ukhuluma nosibongeleni kwaMkhwane kaMgaya Matsafene. Prarop, I want just to upload first the chairman. The signings that he has made so far in this transfer window, they are showing us that he's planning for the future of the team. He's planning to stay in the DStv Premiership. We have seen the likes of Xola Mlambo joining the team, the likes of Villa now, Parker. So the future looks bright for him. He's mixing those youngsters with the experience of these guys that I have mentioned. The only question that I have for him is that why letting go of a youngster like Usihle Nduli, umkhaya wami wangale South Coast, and bring on an old guy like Xola Mlambo, who I think they are playing a similar position. Why do that? Because I think he is looking for the future on the other side. Then the last one, will he let that young man Teto leave the team in this transfer window if a good offer comes? Thank you, Mr. Marao.
Good evening, Prarop. Good evening to the chairman, the Team Sugars. I want to congratulate him. You know, I want him to know that as Pumalanga citizens, we are behind all the way, you know. So we support them. We see what they are trying to do with the team. And the only question that I can ask Tim is, what changed from last season to this season? And what is the mandate of the team? What they want to see themselves finishing the season? Thank you, Parob. This is Bektembo Mapang at Baba Team.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Hulufelang here, and good evening to El Presidente of TS Galaxy. I'd like to ask, given how TS Galaxy have performed, and if I must say TS Galaxy have been performing wonders so far this season, yeah, it's still early days, but you can see the type of football that TS Galaxy produce. So given the squad, the coaches, the technical team, and all it is that is happening on the grounds, is he impressed? Is he satisfied with how the team is formed? Or does he personally feel that, you know, he could do with another signing or two just to beef up the squad and to make it even stronger than what it already is right now? Now, does he personally feel that, or he's okay with the squad at the moment? And is he okay with the type of coaching that is within TS Galaxy? That is what I want to ask. Great show, Rob. Thanks.
Good evening, Robert Marawa. I am speaking to Lenga in this over. Rob, I'd like to say to Mr. Sukaz, thank you for keeping the coach, for continuity. The results are starting to show now. And I think they are also signing good players as well, which will add value to the team, to the Rockets. I'm speaking to Lenga in this over. Rob, my kid is asking, how do you broadcast under the bridge when it's raining? Thank you, Rob.
How do you broadcast under the bridge? I can tell you one thing, is that come rain or shine, the bridge accommodates, and that is why we are under the bridge, not on top of the bridge.
Good evening to you, Mr. Tim Sokwazi, Mr. President.
Okay, we got to clear that laughter. I think that child is still laughing about us broadcasting from under the bridge. A couple of questions. Nazo in Khablatsane, originally. Mbombela this time around. He's always traveling. The kind of support that you want right now, are you happy overall and generally with the level of support that you and the club have?
Rob, look, we are a young project, so to speak, and therefore we can really make do with as much support as we can get. If you were to ask for my humble opinion, I would like to see corporates coming into the football space more. Not only at TS Galaxy, all other clubs, to be honest. Because this is one asset, if done correctly, You know, there's a lot to gain for the country as such. So at Project TS Galaxy, for sure, you know, if all business in Mpumalanga, for example, as our mother province, would come and join hands and look into this project and support this particular project, will make the province proud, and certainly, you know, and many others across the country who believe in this project, who would have looked at our work and they would have, you know, liked what we are doing up to this point.
But how are you doing as far as the sponsorship game is concerned? Again, I'll use the example, and I know he's listening to the show right now. David Mukhasho was here, talked about the loss of the Telkom sponsorship. Fast forward a couple of weeks ago, again, Sundowns was unveiled, the FNB sponsorship of Cape Town City. Lucrative, big sponsor, highly identifiable, one of the most successful banks or financial institutions in the whole of Africa.
Yeah.
Is FNB. Yeah. So you can't mess with that. We have an entire stadium, national stadium, named after them, and so many other different properties. So we compliment, we congratulate, he'll deal with the politics, whatever it is, the way that he feels fit. It's not the first time it's happened with Sports Pesa. Do you have, as far as your front of jersey sponsor at the moment, and if you don't, what's the prospect?
Yeah, look, I would say we don't, right? Now, but then you will recall that as compared to our counterparts, Cape Town City, for example, and most probably Swallows, we came into mainstream football during the hard times, during COVID time, where there was no supporters allowed in the stands. We were playing in front of an empty stadium. You know, football almost became an abandoned territory, you know, only for those who play the game and the administrative functions of all the clubs.
Yeah.
So, however, towards the end of last season, maybe four games or so to go, you know, a percentage of supporters were sort of allowed into the game, but then people had to adjust again, readjust themselves into going to stadiums. It didn't just happen in one hit. But now, in this new season, you have seen the appetite. The masses are out there. A club like TS Galaxy also now stands the opportunity to illustrate its support base, you know, because any corporate player or partner would want to come and back a club or that really has the support, because they would want to obviously derive some benefits of sorts from our support base. They would look into that. They wouldn't support you come when the project is not doing well, maybe, or is not being supported. So this season being the new season, and in the first three games, and us also at Mbombela last Sunday against SuperSport United, there was a very good crowd. You know, I think we stand a great chance to showcase what we are capable of, and it won't take long. I think there will be a partner coming on board.
But are you courting one right now?
Yeah, look, people have made some inquiries.
Yeah,
there are meetings in the background that have been taking place.
But would you say they are more national type of sponsorship, or they're more regional? Because sometimes you find, what do you call a regional sponsor?
Yes.
But then you also find what is a global or continental or country sponsor.
Yeah, no, national. They're on the national landscape, you know,
which
is quite one financial services sector.
Oh, nice.
So
it's not going to clash with any of these so-called rules that the league.
It will be interesting to see. It will be really interesting to see. But then, you know, City has got it. As you know, they've got FNB. I've heard that there seems to be some issues, but then I'm sure they will be resolved successfully. You would know that the same city had Sports Pesa. You know, there were said to be issues, but they had them for three seasons in their franchise. You know, so really, my attitude is that all problems are capable of being resolved.
Yeah.
You know, you want financial institutions such as major banks like FNB to illustrate confidence into what football is doing. You really don't want big players like that far away from the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then of course those conflicts have to be resolved. And from a league's point of view, I've made a point last time we had our meeting last week, you know, to say maybe there needs to be more sort of forums, workshops, you know, between clubs and the league and to discuss the subject sponsorship.
Yeah.
You know, and also so that the clubs have a clear understanding on the do's and don'ts, you know, the legislative framework of all the existing sponsorship arrangements or agreements that the league has, for example, so that you don't, you know, have to negotiate yourself on against impediments that you're not so much aware about, you know. So,
Tim, but you know what surprises me? Sorry to cut you off mid-sentence.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you're saying, is that the league needs to thrive. The league needs to have sponsorship. The league needs to have that financial support. And you all there as club owners that sit around the meeting. And then I get the feeling and understanding that there's an agreement one day. You walk out the door. You go get your Capitec or your African Bank. And then the minute you launch, and they allow you to launch, and they allow you to put on another jersey, and then there just seems to be a resistance to say, that company, I don't even want to mention them by their names, who are responsible for putting out the perimeter boards, are then given an instruction that, listen, you don't put out that Capitec or African Bank for Tim Sugazi because he hasn't cleared the papers. And then there becomes something that plays itself out in front of the eyes of the public, the eyes of the cameras, the eyes of the journalists. And you're saying, but are these guys sitting in the same boardroom? Are they discussing the same things? Because it clearly doesn't make sense. So I'll get your answer after the break, because I really think there needs to be an alignment. But I also just need, the league needs to have the money flowing, but across all 16 teams. And I think once those channels are open, my goodness, can you imagine what will happen with the league exploding? All right, so don't go anywhere. We come back with our final moments. Tim Sugazi, the chairman of TS Galaxy, my guest tonight.
Good evening, Rob. It's Teboho here, and good evening to Mr. Tim Sugazi. Mr. President, I just want to thank you for acquiring experienced players for your team, because one could see that the players that you had last season were fighting, but they needed experienced players to complement the work that they put in. And the coach that you got there, he's very knowledgeable. His game model is of the highest standard, because often we call these foreign coaches that come into the country as plumbers, but I think the coach that you've got there understands the game. He's implementing some of the great philosophies, game models in that team. One could easily see how they were able to unlock Sundowns and play according to their own strength. And lastly, Mr. Chairman, as being a member of the PSL Board of Governors, do you guys possibly have conversations around succession planning, looking at the two doctors and some of the members in the executive committee that are old and they are not getting any younger, and the wisdom that they've got in their heads possibly needs to be passed on to the younger members, so that there's continuity in the PSL. Just want to find out from you around that, and thank you so much. Tabohoya.
Hi Rob, this is Andy from Rodipot. Rob, I would just like to greet the chairman and say that he's the man that I admire. I mean, Rob, this man, he's so humble, he's so grounded, he's so hardworking and energetic. How many chairmans, Rob, do you know that goes and sing and cheer the team with the supporters on the ground, Rob? Only he does that. I don't know any chairman who does that in Africa or anywhere in the world, Rob. So that shows that Tim is a very special person. And I believe that, you know, if you respect football and you are grounded, you are humble, you work hard, you know, the universe will also reward you, Rob. So I'm not surprised to see that he's having an early success, you know, this season. And some of us, last season when he brought this coach from Germany after he parted ways with Owen Dagama, we thought that he didn't know what he was doing and he was going to further, you know, worsen his situation because he was staring at the barrel of relegation last season. But Rob, then the coach turned things around just to show that Tim knew what he was doing. And then this season, you can see that there's a swagger in how TS Galaxy is playing. There's a new philosophy. There's this amazing defense that they do and the counter-attacking football. And also the additions that they've done with Sibu Siso Vilagazi and also my favorite footballer, Kolam Lambo. I think those are good quality additions, and I wish him all of the best. And I say, you know, with his energy and hard work and authenticity, I believe that, you know, in future, we are staring there at the future chairman of the PSL, Rob. Thank you.
Marawa Sport Worldwide, Bam Marawa, mina ngizohlukana nje kancane today. Anginayo question for Babu Sukazi, but I want to nominate him for in next PSL leader. Bam Marawa mayiphumile leader khona njengamanje, because in him we have a leader. Bam Marawa as an African child, mina ngathi ding ne example, because ubaba uSukazi kade efikile ebholeni akufani nabantu abaqhamuka babuso imali abasuka khona jikidi sebe ona amaqembu, but kade sebenze ebholeni before ona iqembu. So ngiyacela ukuthi in future makuvela isikhundla iphumile leader khona angalinga cashe, but aphumele obala, because abantu abanjenga naye becasha, which means ibhola lethu liyokufa ngempela. Bam Marawa, this guy is very very smart. Ama moves akhe enzeka njengamanje, inqumo zakhe ebhola njengokulanda ucoach wapesheya kade singamthembisi singoba singamazi, seziyadubula manje, kuyakhombisa ukuthi ngempela becatsha ngento besicabangele eduzane nje ukuthi hayi ngabe ulanda indoda mhlawumbe yala eSoweto. But Bam Marawa njengamazi yabona ukuthi leader ngempela ekhona njengamanje le. Good evening Sibiya lo. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Rob, and also good evening to Chairman. Chairman, I would like to ask a question. Your team, it looks like it's so dangerous this season. I know it's still the beginning of the season, but I would like to know, what have you done differently this time around? You look like you are very, very organized. You are very organized. When I'm watching TX Galaxy, I can see that there is a future. I can see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And lastly, I want to ask you, do you know that we are so lucky to have signed this golden boy, uAphelele Mhlaba? That boy, you've won a lotto with that boy. I'm telling you, Chairman, that boy is so brilliant. I wish he can get a chance to play so that you can see his great talent. That boy is going far. Thank you very much. Uvuyisa in Cape Town.
Good evening, Mr. Robert. Patrick here in Mpumalanga. Nice show as usual. Good evening to Chair of CS Galaxy, Siyatumuza. Nkosana esikhethu. My only question for Ubaba Uthim Sukazi is that when is he planning to be permanent in Mpumalanga? The team have all the facilities around in Mpumalanga. Because this thing of him saying the team is as our pride is Mpumalanga's people, I think it's deceiving us, because he stays or the team to all its role in Johannesburg. So I'd like to ask Chairman, when is he planning to relocate this site in Mpumalanga?
Mr. Sukazi, so congratulations on to beat Sundowns. No, it's not easy to beat Sundowns. It's the giant, the giant. You touch the dangerous animal. Now Chiefs suffer the most because your team touched Sundowns, beat Sundowns. They have to prove themselves that they are the giant. Now Chiefs got humiliated. But lastly, there's a young boy there, another named Tito. Oh, that boy, look after that boy. He's a star, he's a champ, he's the future. Look after that boy, Mr. Sukazi. Please. The boy is the real thing, the real champ. He's the next Dr. Kumar, the next Themba Zwane. He's marvelous. It's awesome, George. Thanks, team.
Good evening, Prarop, and the rest of the shareholders, and good evening to the chairman there all as well. Prarop, today let me start by first thanking you and appreciating you, man. You know, you giving us, your shareholders, exactly what we're looking for. Thanks for bringing the chairman in the studio today. I've only got one thing to say. Can't he please get us Happy Jail there at the Rockets? Is it possible for him maybe to sign him? Not that the team is not doing well, but just to stabilize the back there and have more experience at the back. Can he just please get us that guy, man? Yeah, that's all. And thanks, Prarop. You know, you're really giving your shareholders what they are looking for. So if we sit down and then you say, listen, you know what, I'll be giving you guys as shareholders, I'll be giving you 50%, you give exactly the 50%. So thanks, man. It's Thabo Mbuyane, pants in a spoon.
Oh, Thabo, your dividends are coming.
Good evening, Prarop. Good evening to Chairman Uthim Sukazi. Prarop, mina, I've got a proposal go Pratim. TS Galaxy, I got promoted and I'm going to promote it in Mpumalanga. Kufanele kube pride yethu la Mpumalanga, as much as it's a supporter, I'm a team eight, but whenever TS Galaxy is playing, I want to be part of that. So, yeah, kufanele kufana na se Bloemfontein, where abantu base Bloemfontein, they'll support KZN Chiefs or Pirates, but whenever Bloemfontein Celtics is playing other teams, they'll support Bloemfontein Celtics. I think a team kufanele hamba fikele izindawo efana nabo bo Emelo where kufanele establish ama branches we TS Galaxy ukuze ikwazi ukuthi nayo ingaphumi ku PSL. It needs the support from us as ama supporters webhola, not just for TS Galaxy. Mina as a supporter of Kaizer Chiefs, I'm willing ukuthi ngisupporte TS Galaxy whenever is playing any other team. So yeah, I'm proposing kuye uNangu ubaba uthi Msukazi ukuthi akakeze endaweni efana nathi la bomphuma bo MM neindawo efana nabo Brayton abo Carolina to promote this the team si support njengoba kwakwenzeka ngale kubo Bloemfontein. Maxwell Mkhalipo, MM.
Good afternoon, Darop, and good afternoon to all the MSW shareholders. Come on, all this interview. Thank you for bringing in Mr. Tim Sugazi. I don't have much to say today, but I would like to say I'm impressed with the business he has done so far. My signings are in the transfer window, bringing in the more experienced Sibusiso Vilakazi and Uthenthene Mlambo. It was good signings, and hopefully he will bring in more experienced players. And the coach that he got it is a real deal. He was able to save ITX Galaxy from a relegation, and you can see how they're playing already this season. So yeah, I wish him all the best.
Yo. I think you get a sense, Tim Sugazi, as to why it is important for you to address the shareholders here on hashtag MSW. We could have gone on for the next 2 hours, given all the WhatsApp voice notes. Uzwile now. Ziyavutha ngapha.
Ngiyazwela, Rob.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
let me try, and I'm going to ask you to be as brief as possible, yes, per point.
Question.
So that we can at least get the 6 minutes useful. Deboho talked about experienced players. Again, compliments that are coming through. Game models being proper. But he talks about the board. When you guys sit in the PSL as the board, are you talking succession planning? Because the other two, Andrew Rodeport, said you would be the next chairman. Smia as well said you would be the next in the future chairman. Ungaqashi, present yourself. Are you talking succession planning, and would Tim Sugazi want to be the next PSL chairman?
Yeah, why not? More especially, you know, I believe that personally I've got a lot to add and contribute to the game.
Yeah.
You know, Rob, people may not know, not that I'm only a corporate lawyer, or I hold a master's degree in corporate and commercial law from UCT or whatever. But then I also sit at boards of other, you know, state-owned entities, and I chair, and you know, those boards. So things such as corporate governance, which is one thing that we need to really instill in our football setup proper, so that we have no issues to follow us. You know, it's one of the things that one really looks after at those entities. So football needs that element a lot more. Not that it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It does. But given where I sit, where I am, and what I observe, I think you can do much better regardless. So, and most certainly, you have to leave the game. You have to leave football, and it's not yours, but it's for the people, you know, that you serve. So in that manner, you do need, obviously, someone who's quite a fair with the grassroots communities and so forth and so on. And they would also have a fair appreciation of their issues. But then going forward, also a person, you know, who would certainly be mostly advanced.
Yeah.
There's a lot that has to happen in our game. There's a lot of digitization that has to happen. Our league is looking into that, you know. But then probably, you know, you'd need a different kind of a person. I don't know how to. I don't like to sound as though I'm selling myself or anything, but the truth is, if I were to be called in, I would like to assist to the best of my ability. But where we're at now, you know, we have an executive, we've got a chairman who has done superbly well. And but then we all, I'm sure many question as to how long is he going to last. He's got lots of energy and he's doing fantastically well. Yeah.
Okay. Sibongeleni previously was unhappy about Usihle departing. So let me throw that in very quickly.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to deal
very
with
very simple. Well, he regards him as a youngster. No, suppose Sihle is 27. You know, he came through the ranks of the club. Replaced with a Xola, you know, there's a small gap difference in age. But the truth is, Sihle didn't play, you know, last season during the critical phase, the last seven games where we escaped relegation. So we looked at it, if he had not played then, we knew that the team had taken the next level.
Right.
The chances of him playing again this season
would have been left behind. Yes. Okay. Andrew was admiring, and Andrew was full of praise. You heard him. He hyped you up. He said he admires you. You're very humble. You're energetic. You know, the team has got swagger. The team is playing. And he says you're with the fans. And he was talking about, and maybe I liken it to what somebody else had spoken about, Maxwell as well. And it's a pity you might not get time about the promotion into Mpumalanga, which I thought was a critical thing, though.
Yes.
But you will do what you have to do. But I likened you from the day one to the then late Petros Molimela, because he was just... he was present, you know, white head or the hat, whatever it was, he was present.
Visibly.
And I see, you know, it's not like you're duplicating anything that you're doing. I mean, it's just for me, the love of being with the fans is something that comes naturally for you.
Yes.
Is that something that you want to look into, but also bring in the local Mpumalanga fan base that people have been crying about?
Absolutely. Yes, look, the football supporters in the stand, I think they're the most important people or custodians of the game, who strangely we all in football disregard, or all of us in the highest offices, so to speak. So I'm looking at the situation as a, you know, I look at myself, I'm no different to them. People may not know actually the kind of ideas that you'd get by just spending time with the people in the stands, you know. And but it comes out naturally. It's not something that I cannot sit in the executive suites. It's not me.
Yeah.
You know,
you're executive during the week. You're sitting in boardrooms.
I need to be with the people. So it's not in my nature. Those who had followed the club, they'll know that since the inception of the club in the NFT at Camara Fair, I'm the one who used to hit the big drum. I'm always with the supporters. Yeah. Not starting now. I used to sit there during COVID because there was no one in the stadium. I can't go and sing by myself. It was not possible. But now that our people are back, we are together as one in this journey. And together, I think we stand to achieve a lot.
Shareholders, my apologies. We'll try to drag Tim to come back soon. There's Happy Jela to talk about Ermelo as well as Carolina. Impressed with the business. Tabo, thank you so much for talking about the content as well, saying that the shareholders are happy. If you're happy, I'm happy. Thanks to Tim. Check you then.